I am a homeowner. The last thing I want is weeds in my yard. The kids are home, and we just got a new puppy. My wife refuses to use dangerous chemicals. Okay, I get it. Green Gobbler, the safe and all-natural alternative to toxic sprays. Kill all weeds in 24 hours, anywhere. Green Gobbler Weed Killer is eco-friendly and biodegradable. Get yours now at Amazon.com. Search Green Gobbler Weed Killer at Amazon.com. With a money-back guarantee, you've got nothing to lose, except the weeds.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks. Like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
This segment is brought to you by Valparaiso University. The satisfaction that comes with living to your full potential is immeasurable. It's a quality of life that Valparaiso University graduates enjoy every day. At Valpo, your full potential receives our total commitment. Visit valpo.edu to request information, apply, or schedule a visit.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Due to production delays and depleted inventory, Ziegler Ford of North Riverside has scoured the country to make sure they have the car for you. Ziegler Ford has over 400 new Ford models available and ready to drive off the lot. Kick off the fall season and lease a new 2020 F-150 XL for only $249 a month or $15,000 off MSRP. Visit them on the corner of Harlem and Cermak and always online at ZieglerFordChicago.com. Se habla Español.
Available on stock number 2690. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. $55.79 due at signing for 24 months. Price does not include tax, title, and license or $300 documentation fee. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Must take delivery by 11-3.
How much will you save at the JCPenney Mystery Sale? You could get an extra 30, 40, or even 50% off peel and reveal coupon while they last during our in-store giveaway Thursday to Sunday. Rather shop online? Get an extra 30% off at jcp.com and shop all you want all 4 days. It's the perfect way to update your closet or your home just in time for fall. Surprise, there's always more ways to save. JCPenney. Offers valid 10/15 to 10/18. Giveaway in-store only while supplies last. Must be 18 or older. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
What defines a hero? Dedication, loyalty, courage. Every day at AMCO, we serve heroes. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. From complex transmissions to simple brake jobs with flexible financing and the extra safety precautions we need. The heroes we serve don't all wear uniforms. They're people like you. At AMCO, we're proud to serve all of you. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AMCO center for details.
Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Ugh, I have to do laundry when I get home. I have to lug all my clothes over to the washing machine. Then I get to put them in the dryer and accidentally shrink my cashmere sweater again.
Motorcycles make everything exciting. And when GEICO makes it easy to switch and save on motorcycle insurance, it's even more exciting.
I'm gonna fold all my socks into little balls! Yeah!
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal. A safe way for your customers to pay. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber. Signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Touch-free QR code payments. No seller fees until 2021. Not applicable to PayPal Here transactions. Other fees may apply. Shop safe with PayPal.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
There's more just Nags and I talking. I mean, I've known Nags for a while.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And speaking of Nags and nagging, a great story in the New York Times. Absolutely hilarious. About one man and one man's goal to try to hold the Astros accountable for the cheating scandal. There is a guy, as we well know, in San Diego, they built that ballpark with the idea of Wrigley Field in mind. So there are all sorts of buildings nearby. And there's a gentleman that has an apartment overlooking the stadium. And apparently he raised funds with his buddies and bought a megaphone, one of these, large sounding megaphones. And he's standing on his balcony and he is yelling various things at the Houston Astros. Members of the Houston Astros organization that participated in the sign stealing scandal of 17 and 18, a man's voice through the megaphone, "You're all a bunch of cheaters. The global baseball community has not forgotten your transgressions against the game. So he's screaming at these guys. I mean, it's unbelievable. He apparently went through a list of players. Jose Altuve, you are a cheater. Shame on you. He's going through the list of them. And so they tracked him down. And David, the guy's from Chicago.
I know. Sox fan. Tim Cantor, 30 years old. Lived in San Diego a couple years, and he works at a software company in one of those buildings there in the Gaslamp District right by Petco. It's a really cool area if you've ever been to San Diego and been to that ballpark. And he says that his friends pitched in and helped him buy the device for $200, and he worked out the math, and he figured out where he needed to sit, and he wanted to be heard. But the hilarious thing is, and it's a great story. It's one of those things you really respect the New York Times reporter for going out and finding this guy. But he didn't want the attention. But here's a guy with a megaphone telling us he didn't want the attention.
They have a photo of him in the paper, Tim Cantor, and he's got a Sox hat on, and he's wearing a number 65 jersey. And I'm like looking at the jersey, and I'm like, is that Cody Hoyer? Wasn't he 65 this year? That kid doesn't look like a new one. So is it Nate Jones? I mean, who
had to
who
be a Nate Tim? Jones jersey, okay. Right?
I think it's actually a Kelly Wunsch jersey. That's my guess.
But it's so funny that he is kind of, he also, how about this? This is one of the things he yelled. "We condemn Rob Manfred's unwillingness to hold players accountable for bringing shame to our beautiful sport. Well, remember, cheating is wrong. Please do not cheat. I just love that. I thought
ingenious,
it was hysterical.
Though, because you know, without a crowd, you know, with even the fake crowd noise that you're going to, those words are going to resonate. People are going to, they're going to carry. It's a terrific idea. Well executed. Nobody was hurt. And, very funny. Very funny.
A bunch of reporters on Twitter were like, just, hey, you know, Jose Altuve just heard his name called as a cheater and he looked up. He turned around and looked to see where the megaphone's coming from. Come on, man.
Maybe that contributed to the yips.
Oh, I got to him. Go Tim Cantor. And you see a story like this, and David, you had the line of the night when you... You talked about Tony La Russa's hiring as opposed to A.J. Hinch. You're like, would he bring the megaphone back to Chicago if they hire A.J. Hinch?
Well, I wonder. You wonder how he would feel, the Sox fan. Let's get him on the horn, because you've got to think that he's one of these guys out there that has to wonder if what they're doing if they go to A.J. Hinch, although that seems to be a direction they could go. But where would he set up the megaphone outside Guaranteed Rate if they hire AJ Hinch?
Is that old folks home still open that was there right outside the scoreboard? I don't know if it's it looks like it's still a going entity. I remember
it looks that way. Yeah,
I did a story there one time when the new ballpark came in years ago, and went up into a person's room and looked out the window. It wasn't like It wasn't like going to the rooftops or anything. It wasn't like that, but it was kind of funny that.
Wait a second.
Where it was located? Okay. Yeah.
Intrepid reporter in somebody's room. How did you end up in somebody's room?
I did a story on like that building that remained there, and I went over to it, and I went in, and I talked to some of the people, and I went upstairs, and we knocked.
I had a chance to meet with Jay 10 years ago in a hotel room in Raleigh, North Carolina.
And Jay answered the door. No, it was this, you know, elderly gentleman, and he let me come in. He was like wheelchair bound, and I think he was on oxygen, as I recall, and you know, he was very cool. Let me come in and look out his window because it was one of the few windows that you could see the ballpark from.
And you talked to him about what it's like to live in the shadow of Comiskey Park cell.
There weren't a lot of people there that were you know, kind of talking about it. They didn't seem too concerned about it, to be honest with you. And one of the nurses, I think, was quoted in the story. But I went over there and you know, it was an assignment and I did it and it was kind of interesting.
It would be kind of interesting, and it would be kind of, you know, the idea. I would have loved to have been there when you knocked at the door and he opened it and you explained what you're doing there and what you wanted to do there. Can I step on your balcony to watch some baseball?
I you know, there is no balcony. I got to tell you, this is awful to admit this, but I had a great uncle of mine that died in a nursing home, and he was my great uncle and my godfather, if you can believe that. Way to go, folks. So my parents would make us go to this place, and we would go in, and it was like, as a child, it's kind of horrifying, to be honest with you. So I've always had a problem with these places. It just because I had this traumatic experience of seeing my poor Uncle Pat in his deathbed, as it turned out, but he lasted a long time, a couple of years, I believe, but it may have been one afternoon because I was little. But the point is that, like, even in high school, like, if you got enough jugs, judgment under God, if you got enough, you know, detentions, then you would get a Saturday, and they would make you go and work at one of these places, okay? So I got tons of jugs in high school. It's a long story. I didn't do anything wrong. There was I was like a sophomore in high school. My brother was a senior. I was actually slightly taller than him. And the woman at the office got confused. So every time we'd have any kind of assembly, my name would be called out and I would get another jug for being late. And then I get another jug on top of that jug because I was late again. And then they would really, and it wasn't me, it was my brother. She just didn't understand that I was the younger brother. So she would give me his jug. Okay. Anyway, so I had a bunch of these Saturdays. And I had to go to Mr. Neary, our disciplinarian, and tell him, like, hey, listen, is it okay if I, like, go shovel snow somewhere and don't go to one of these places? They're kind of traumatic for me. And he was a good enough dude to kind of let me out of it. So even as I was in that place, I just felt like overwhelming sadness.
Wow.
It's terrible.
I didn't mean to unearth that.
Lay down on the couch, David, because I got a few more things.
Just trying to figure out what was the most unusual circumstance you've been in as a reporter, kind of like for a story, asking somebody to, you know, for setting, for scenery, for a quote, whatever it is. But I am so glad you took us back there. 60s a little deeper.
It's really uplifting, isn't it?
It really is.
Happy stories of childhood for 500.
But, you know, reporters do a lot of, you know, they're thrust in a lot of situations where you don't really ever expect to be, and then you're trying to explain yourself like, so what do you think about this?
Very unpleasant situations, I might add. I mean, I had a really unpleasant situation one time. I was forced to go out to a strip club and inquire about something that had happened there with a sports celebrity. And they were not very pleased to see me. And they wanted me to either go in the champagne room or get out. And I explained to them that I was just there looking to talk to someone. And then the guy started, like, basically saying that I didn't want to go in the champagne room for other reasons and insulting me. And I was looking at him and I thought to myself, like, I just got to get out of this joint. Like, I, you know what I mean? Like, it was just like, you just wanted to kind of slap the guy, but you couldn't do anything like that. So you just had to take it and move on.
How many jugs did you receive for that?
I've had a lot of jugs over the years. Some earned And apparently with these ones that I'm telling you about, unearned. I'm going to play the victim with our transition with Dan Bernstein, too. How about that?
We'll come back. We'll have penance for you because I have to think about what is appropriate now that I've learned all these new things that we've unearthed.
Yeah. Let me tighten the barbed wire around my thigh, and then we'll be back with Dan.
Sounds good.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
That segment brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Hi, it's Dan Bernstein. Middays, 9 a.m. to noon. You're listening to Mully and Haw right now, but we are going to preview the Bears and the Carolina Panthers. We have Anthony Herron. We have Matt Miller. And we have Elena Getzenberg from the Charlotte Observer and more, all starting at 9 on The Score.
I am a homeowner. The last thing I want is weeds in my yard. The kids are home, and we just got a new puppy. My wife refuses to use dangerous chemicals. Okay, I get it. Green Gobbler, the safe and all-natural alternative to toxic sprays. Kill all weeds in 24 hours, anywhere. Green Gobbler Weed Killer is eco-friendly and biodegradable. Get yours now at Amazon.com. Search Green Gobbler Weed Killer at Amazon.com. With a money-back guarantee, you've got nothing to lose except the weeds.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day. Ready for benefits and flexible shifts. Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Dunkin' is here to keep you running with a much-needed taste of normal. To work, home, or work from home. With the coffee you like, just the way you like it. Whether that's a small hot black coffee, your daily 2 p.m. latte, or a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant and a medium iced coffee with oat milk, one sugar, two pumps of caramel, one pump hazelnut, a swirl of French vanilla, and a shot of espresso.
I call it my p.m. pep rally. You should really try it.
Whatever it is that gets you running, Dunkin's got you and always will. America runs on Dunkin'.
If you're thinking about a new Subaru this season, do yourself a favor and take the short drive north to Kenosha Subaru. Mike and his team offer a no-pressure, laid-back experience that's hard to find in the city. Kenosha Subaru follows strict CDC guidelines to ensure your visit will be very safe. Or shop online and ask about free delivery for a no-contact transaction. Visit KenoshaSubaru.com for all the details. For all you do, Kenosha Subaru.
With it.
This segment brought to you by Burlington. Have you been to Burlington? They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices and no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to Burlington.com to find your store. Burlington, love the deal.
How much will you save at the JCPenney Mystery Sale? You could get an extra 30, 40, or even 50% off peel and reveal coupon while they last during our in-store giveaway Thursday to Sunday. Rather shop online? Get an extra 30% off at JCP.com and shop all you want all 4 days. It's the perfect way to update your closet or your home just in time for fall. Surprise, there's always more ways to save. JCPenney. Offers valid 10/15 to 10/18. Giveaway in-store only while supply last. Must be 18 or older. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
What defines a hero? Dedication, loyalty, courage. Every day at AAMCO, we serve heroes. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. From complex transmissions to simple brake jobs with flexible financing and the extra safety precautions we need. The heroes we serve don't all wear uniforms. They're people like you. At AAMCO, we're proud to serve all of you. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AAMCO center for details.
Chicago's Sports Morning Show with Mully and Haw. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber,
Signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Touch-free QR code payments. No seller fees until 2021. Not applicable to PayPal Here transactions. Other fees may apply. Shop safe with PayPal.
Mom, I think this doll I found in the attic is cursed.
No, its eyes are just very lifelike.
Then why does its head keep spinning?
Be my friend forever.
Oh, that is scary.
You know what's really scary? Missing out.